Lawmakers in the Vermont House have finally landed on a proposal to fund water quality efforts in the state, but the plan includes a tax that would affect tech companies in Vermont. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, industry executives say the surcharge could put a damper on a growing sector of the Vermont economy.
5 years ago, Gary Margolis started a company called Social Sentinel.
We provide our software to schools across the country, more than 36 states, that allows them to scan open source and public information.
Margolis' Burlington-based company was born out of growing concerns over school shootings in the United States, and its software allows schools to flag potential threats by identifying students or other people who are threatening violence on social media platforms. Social Sentinel is what's known in the industry as a SaaS company. That's short for Software as a Service. And while Margolis' products are currently exempt from Vermont's 6% sales tax, a Clean Water funding plan approved by the House Committee on Ways and Means would change that.
If the future economy in this country is based in part on the idea of technology, then why wouldn't Vermont want to do things that make it attractive to be here?
Margolis is not the only technology entrepreneur blasting the new proposal. Pam McKenzie is Vice President of Strategic Planning at C2 Competitive Computing, which provides an array of software services to companies like UVM Medical Center, St. Michael's College, and Orvis.
It will have an incredibly chilling effect on the growth of some of the best-paying jobs in the state.
It isn't the first time Vermont's tech industry has fought this battle. In 2010, Vermont lifted the sales tax exemption on software as a service, which is sometimes referred to as the cloud tax. 2 years later, at the urging of tech industry leaders, then-Governor Peter Shumlin eliminated the tax. But House Ways and Means Committee Chairwoman Janet Ansel says the landscape has changed since then, and nearly 20 states now assess a sales tax on the kinds of services sold by companies like Social Sentinel and C2 Competitive Computing.
So we're not first, we're not last, we're sort of in the middle of the pack, which makes some sense.
Ansel says her committee is sensitive to the concerns of business interests.
You know, of course we want this sector of the economy to succeed, and we think they are succeeding. We think that's great.
But she says she isn't convinced that the tax will put a drag on Vermont businesses.
When you consider that this many states already tax it, I think that competitive argument is a little less compelling.
Margolis, though, says Vermont companies are already navigating hurdles that competitors in other states don't necessarily have to face, namely a shallow pool of talent to hire from. Karen Cross is co-founder of Fresh Tracks Capital, a venture capital firm whose portfolio includes many tech companies. Cross says the products sold by software as a service companies often cost thousands of dollars a month. The imposition of a 6% sales tax, he says, translates into real money.
There's going to be a good percentage of those sales we think that you're going to lose.
Republican Governor Phil Scott isn't dismissing the concept out of hand.
Well, it could be worth pursuing.
But Scott says he's reluctant to raise taxes this year, no matter who they target. Scott's Clean Water funding plan redirected existing state revenues instead of raising new ones. And with $70-plus million in organic revenue growth expected next year, Scott says lawmakers should be able to find a way to pay for the water cleanup without new taxes. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.